Namaste and welcome to the Conscious Living Blueprint Masterclass. This is an important guide where you will learn the three secrets on the nature of reality as explained by the ancient Upanishads, and also you will learn ways to control this reality for absolute fulfillment. In the three sections of this masterclass, through the first secret, you will understand the nature of self. You will discover who you truly are as per these ancient texts. And through the second secret, you will learn about the three pillars for conscious living, which are Brahma, Karma, and Dharma. And through the third secret, you will understand the mirror principle and how to take control of this reality. All of this in order to understand the true nature of reality and to take control of this reality, to live a conscious life and to create our life consciously in order to achieve absolute clarity, abundance, and fulfillment. And at the end, you will also get access to the Secrets of Reality e-document. So make sure to watch this masterclass till the end to get the complete value out of it. Now, before we go ahead, here are some ground rules. So this will be a 30-minute masterclass. So make sure to have no distractions until then and keep your phone on the silent mode. If you have any other engagements, you can simply pause this here, save the link and come back to this later on, because watching this halfway will not be of value to you. Second, like I said, you will get access to a free resource at the end of the masterclass. So make sure to make use of this at the end. At first, let us look at the state of the world today. Most of the world today is unconscious, and the consequences of this unconscious lifestyle are the wars, are the divisions, is the poverty and the mental health issues that we are seeing in our society. All of this, I think, is because of societal conditioning. Our values, our desires, our goals in life are not really ours. We derive it from society and we unconsciously live our lives as per these values. This is the root of all suffering of the modern world. And the irony is, even the so-called successful people who have achieved material success are not truly fulfilled. The reason for all this is because we do not understand the nature of reality. We don't understand the nature of fulfillment. We blindly live our lives without ever inquiring about the true nature of the life itself. And the ancient Upanishads that are more than 10,000 years old hold the key to absolute fulfillment and freedom. And this we will discover by the end of this masterclass. Now, before we go ahead, let me give a little bit of context, as in from where this information is coming from. I'm Sujan Shetty and I'm an architect by profession. And from the last 7 years, I'm running my own company and my firm through which we are doing projects across the country. But from a very young age, the nature of reality was something that I was curious about. Why are we here? What is the point of this reality? And what is my purpose in this world? And am I in control of my destiny? So these are the questions that intrigued me, and these are the questions that I pondered upon. And along my journey, I came across a lot of teachings. I went through hundreds of books and teachers and teachings and various advanced programs on philosophy, on law of attraction, on reality creation, manifestation, personal development. Like this, for a decade, I went through my own exploration of different teachings and teachers. And even though some of the teachings were really good, none of them actually quenched my thirst. None of them actually showed the path towards absolute reality. This is until I came to the teachings of the ancient Advaita Vedanta. Only then everything shifted for me and everything changed for me. And from the perspective of the Upanishads, I could understand all other teachings and all other philosophies much better. Today, you will explore the depths of these teachings and you will begin to understand the nature of your own self. During one point in my life, I was in what I call unconscious ambition. I had these goals that I wanted to achieve and I wanted to do certain things in this world unconsciously. I didn't truly understand the nature of reality. I didn't understand the nature of fulfillment, but I thought the external things could fulfill me. But because I had studied some advanced books and teachings on the reality, I made use of certain principles to create my life in a certain way. When I was in college, I became the topper of my university by using certain advanced principles on manifestation. And later on, I started my own firm. I grew it to, you know, doing more than 100 projects. Within a few years, I bought the car that I always wanted to buy. Like this, I began to create my life in a certain way by using different principles of reality creation. But all of this I was doing unconsciously. Now, there is a difference between unconscious creation and conscious creation. This is what this masterclass is about. Now, even though I was attracting different things into my life, I was never truly fulfilled. I was always craving for something more. And that is how we all are. And that is what all of us struggle with. And only if we understand the nature of reality and the nature of our own true self can we actually attain fulfillment. And as I was going on working on my firm and working on my business, one day I spent the entire night at my office because of the workload. And after a while, because of the stress and the hard work that I was going through, a thought came into my mind. And this was an interesting thought. I had never ever taken time to design my own life. Now, I was designing different projects. I was designing these huge campuses and houses and so on. And to design a small house, as a firm, we used to take weeks and even months together to get all the blueprints, to do the exterior design, to do the interior design and all the detailing. But I didn't even spend that much amount of time in designing my own life. Imagine how crazy this is. Our life is the most precious thing that we have, and we live our lives unconsciously. We spend so much time on doing so many things, but we never take time to design our own life. That is when the idea of Advaita Conscious Society came into my mind. And that is what this masterclass is about. That is when I started to use the principles of the ancient Vedanta in my life, and also the principles that I had studied and learned from these teachers and teachings on reality creation, on manifestation, etc., to create a holistic life of fulfillment. And that is when I started our YouTube channel Advaita, to take this teaching of Vedanta, conscious living and conscious creation to the world. Until now, we have reached lakhs of people across the world. And I started the channel and the Advaita Conscious Society with a mission. And this mission was to wake up the world to the infinite potential within through the principles of ancient Vedanta. This is in order to help one create a conscious, abundant and a fulfilled life. And this is why we are here today. Now, let us come to the purpose of this masterclass. Let us go into the first secret, which is the nature of self. To understand this, you need to understand the fundamental teaching or the framework of Advaita Vedanta. What these ancient scriptures called the Upanishads tell us is that there is one absolute reality. There is one pure consciousness. We can call it God or consciousness or infinite intelligence or whatever we want. But there is one independent reality, and everything else is a dependent reality. And the Upanishad also says, we are in essence that ultimate independent reality. This is not referring to our body mind, but this is referring to a much deeper aspect of ourself, which is our true self. And this true self is described as Satchidananda in Vedanta. This translates to existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute. So we are the source of creation. In our essence, we are the source of fulfillment and joy. When we seek for fulfillment outside of us, we are bound to fail because we are searching for something in the wrong place. Even when we find fulfillment in the outside world, it is our own true nature that manifests. Just think about this. Let's say you buy a sports car and you experience a temporary fulfillment for a few weeks or a few months. Even this glimpse of fulfillment is not because of the car. That joy or fulfillment was within you. It manifested because of the car. But there are ways to access this infinite ocean of fulfillment. And this is what the Upanishads are about. And I strongly urge you to study the Upanishads in order to get clarity in your life. And Adiguru Shankaracharya once said, Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya Jiva Brahmaiva Napara. The Brahman or pure consciousness is real. The world and matter is an appearance. And Jiva, which is an individual person, is one with that infinite consciousness. And even science is slowly coming to this. Quantum physics is telling us that even matter appears to exist. Matter in essence is energy. This is what Shankaracharya said 1,000 years ago. He said, only pure consciousness exists and all the duality and all the separation only exists at the surface level and it only appears to exist. Once we go deep enough, once we dig deep enough, we go beyond this duality into our true self. And this self is the source of fulfillment. This is what we need to understand in the first section. In the second section, let us discuss about the second secret, which are the three pillars for conscious living. And these three concepts are something that you need to grasp in order to get a sense of what reality actually is and in order to understand conscious living. The first concept is Brahma. This is the principle of infinite consciousness. The Chandogya Upanishad says, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Every aspect of this existence is Brahman or that pure consciousness. So, the Upanishads tell us that within the pure consciousness, the universe itself has appeared or emerged. And since the universe has appeared within consciousness, every aspect of the universe has to be consciousness alone. This is how we need to understand reality. Even matter appears to exist. If we look at any object, it is said that they are made up of atoms. And within atoms, there are electrons and protons and neutrons, which are quantum particles. And these quantum particles, if we investigate further, is nothing but energy. And even science is now saying that 99.99% of the creation is simply nothing. And the magnificent universe that we see all around us is an appearance, but in essence, it is consciousness. This is the fundamental premise of Advaita Vedanta. And this is Brahman, the first principle. And here you also need to realize that you are that Brahman or that infinite consciousness. Since the entire universe itself is an appearance in consciousness, even you are an appearance in consciousness. Even you as a body-mind complex is an appearance in consciousness. And since the entire universe is consciousness, even me and you are that infinite consciousness in our essence. And all our suffering is because of our identification with this body-mind complex. Once we go beyond this, there is no suffering, there is no fear, and there is only joy and fulfillment. This is the promise of the ancient Upanishads. And this is what we need to get here. And the second pillar is karma. Karma is an elaborate topic, but I will keep it short here. The word karma comes from the Sanskrit word kri, which translates to action. So karma is both action and memory. Basically, whatever we do at the physical level through physical actions, at the mental level through thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and at the causal level, at the energy level, through subtle tendencies, etc., all of this constitute karma. So whatever we do at whatever level with our identification with this body-mind complex, creates karma and our subtle body remembers it. Our subtle body and our causal body, which are the deeper layers of our being, remembers the actions that we perform. This is the simple explanation for karma. And as per Hinduism, it is said that our subtle body goes through various physical bodies, through different rebirths and reincarnations. And it goes on accumulating more and more karmic memory. And our life is determined by the nature of this memory. And this is an endless cycle of samsara, endless cycle of birth and death, until we break this cycle and we go beyond this. So this is karma. Karma is action, karma is memory. All that you have done so far is accumulated as karmic memory deep within your causal body. And this karma has also created a set destination for your life. This is called as prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma is what gives us our body the way it is. The prarabdha karma also gives us the family that we are born into, the life circumstances that we are born into, and our default personality. So karma creates a default journey for our life and a default destination for our life. But we have the power to overcome the inertia of karma to create the life that we actually want to live. We will look at this in the third secret. But for now, this is what you need to understand when it comes to karma. And the third pillar is dharma. Dharma for me is about morality, responsibility, and purpose. Dharma is what we need to live our lives by if we wish to attract the right kind of life for ourselves. We have certain moral obligations in this world. As a professional, as a family member, as a citizen, through different roles, we have different moral obligations. We also have different responsibilities as a husband, as a father, as a professional, as a businessman, at different capacities, as different roles that we play, we have different responsibilities. Managing all of them in the right way is dharma. And the third aspect of dharma is purpose. This is vadharma. You need to find your place in this world. What were you born to do? What are the things that you can do to add value to society, to create an abundant life for yourself? And what are the things that you can do which are in congruence with your deepest tendencies? This is vadharma. We all carry different vasanas. We all have a unique personality. And our personality creates our personal reality. And choosing a path which is in congruence with our deepest tendencies is swadharma. And we focus a lot about swadharma within the Advaita Conscious Society and the Conscious Living Model also. So this was all about the second secret, which was the three pillars for conscious living. With that, let us come to the third secret, which is the mirror principle. This is a very important part of the masterclass where we will understand how to take control of this reality and how to consciously create our lives. Now, this is a teaching that I came across when I was studying the reality transurfing model by Vadim Zeeland. Here, he talks about how this universe is a dual mirror. Basically, what this principle is telling us is that the external world is a reflection of our internal states. Whatever is going on inside, our world that we are experiencing outside of us, it's a reflection of it. And this mirror principle has three laws to it. And we will look at that right now. The law one states, the mirror of reality reflects two things, your relationship to the self and to the world. Here, go deep and see what you think of yourself. Do you feel that you are worthy of fulfillment, of abundance and joy, or you think you are not worthy of it? Do you think the world is fair and the world is generous to you, or the world is unfair and cruel? So this is how we need to go deep and see for ourselves what we think about our own self and this world. And we need to recognize that whatever the world is showing to us is simply a reflection of our own belief systems. And the key here is to form an identity and a personality consciously. The law too states that the reality reflects with a delay. What we need to understand here is that even when we work on our own self, even when we think positively, once we instill positive belief systems and attitudes into our personality, reality cannot immediately reflect that back to us. The mirror works with a delay. Once we create the right personality, once we create a positive identity for ourselves, it will take a certain time for the external world to reflect that back to us. This is the point that many people miss, and this is why many people fail in law of attraction and manifestation. There is a delay to this system, and we need to understand this, and we need to embrace this, and we need to stay positive for a certain amount of time until the reality can transform as per our personality. The law 3 of the mirror principle states that the mirror of reality reflects not the nature of your thoughts, but the content of it. Here, what we need to understand is that if we are in a place of lack, and if we think that I need that, I need this, I need money, I need abundance, reality simply reflects back the purified content of our thoughts and feelings. So in this case, we are expressing negativity, we are expressing lack and limitation, and therefore the reality gives us back the limitations. So this is how we need to understand the mirror principle through these three laws. And once we master these three laws of the mirror principle, along with the nature of reality as explained by Vedanta, we can begin to consciously create our lives. So these were the three secrets which I promised we will cover in this masterclass. Now, for those of you who have resonated with this and who are interested to go deeper into these teachings and principles, and for those of you who think there is still more to learn and implement, I will now explain you what is the Advaita Conscious Society. Now, note here that this is not for everyone. If you think whatever we have covered in the masterclass is sufficient, you can go ahead with your life and try to implement these principles, and I wish you all the best. But for some of you who are serious in transforming your lives and achieving true fulfillment, I will now talk to you about our community cum learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. This is what I have been working on from the last year, and a lot of thought and work has gone into this. And this platform has basically three components to it. One, it is about the right knowledge. The right information is extremely essential to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our life. The second aspect of the platform is the right community. Just information alone is insufficient. We need the right company of the like-minded individuals to actually see results in our life. This is very true, and many of the greatest personal development teachers say that you are the average of the 5 people that you hang out with. So it is important to spend time with the like-minded people who are on this journey. So this is one part of it. And the third aspect of the platform is the right direction, the right tools, rituals, methods, and systems and mentorship is extremely important, which give us the right direction that we need to take in order to see true transformation. And in Vedanta, when it comes to understanding the absolute nature of reality, 3 steps are prescribed. Step 1 is Shravana, which is consuming this information. Step 2 is Manana, which is thorough understanding of this information. And third is Nididhyasana, which is living this knowledge and making it a part of our lives. So here we need to understand that only information alone will not suffice. We need to make this information a conviction in us by using different rituals, techniques, and the right community. And only after this, the conviction causes true transformation in our lives. And that is what the Advaita Conscious Society is about. And for those of you who are interested to join our platform, I will leave the link to join through the Avon Arise membership. When you join at this level of membership, you will get access to the 3-day foundational program that we call the Conscious Living Model. Along with that, there is access to a course called Nature of Reality Model, which is the essence of the Upanishads and which talks about the nature of reality. After this, there is lifetime access to the Advaita Conscious Society itself. And along with this, there is a bonus of the 21 days Conscious Living Challenge, along with checklists and the Conscious Life Planner to make conscious living a part of your life and in order to begin to create a conscious life of abundance for yourself. So make sure to check the description for more information on this, and also go to advaita.com/opt-in for the free resource that I had told you about. Thank you, and I will see you inside. Shivoham.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.